This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Okay, so... Welcome to the King CJ Music Podcast, where we're going to talk about something I find interesting. And it's this concept, right? And so the rumors of the track that we got with Future and Tems, right? And it's this album, to a certain extent, I think no one was expecting, right? Because Future, Metro Boomin, they decided to create an album, right? And tracklist, people had been wondering for months, really, what the tracklist was going to be. And so we kind of got this tracklist, and, well, we didn't kind of get the tracklist. I mean, you listen to it and we get this tracklist, right? But it's a weird concept. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a very weird concept to me. I think, you know, we sit here and go, well, I think if we had really talked about the conversation, we could understand this. And so, where do I start? I think this is where I start. So I think we're going to start with the Future. We'll start with the introduction track to Future's and Metro's song, right? Because I think this will give it a tad bit context, and I don't know, I don't exactly know if people are listening to the context, because I know Kendrick, I think this Kendrick Lamar feature kind of overshined this whole album, which I don't necessarily know is a good thing, because when you listen to a Future's album, you kind of want to listen to the whole thing. And granted, I listened to the whole thing, and I will re-listen to it again before I give my final opinion on it. But the first track, the intro track, it's an average long track for an introduction. It might fall on the longer side, but it's interesting because in this first track, it's like the introduction, but it's midway through that first song. He says, "You're just a number one fan, dog. Sneak dissing, I don't understand, dog. And pillow talking, acting like a fed, dog. And we don't need fake friends, dog." Which I think, so I don't know. I think this kind of rumors around for all the dogs, right? And people have speculated, people have had this conversation, right? People have all said that For All the Dogs kind of seemed short. Like, the feature list seemed short. For example, we got Sexy Red, but we didn't, we got SZA, we got Sexy Red, we have J. Cole on two songs, but we didn't really get we didn't get a huge Future track on there, which I think is interesting, right? Because I think if we go and say, you know, this is going to be a Future track, you know, if we're expecting a Drake album, we get a Future track. And so I'm not entirely sure why we didn't. I mean, we got a Lil Wayne one, we got a Chief Keef one, we got a Bad Bunny one, if I remember correctly. We got a SZA one, we got a Yeet one, we got a J. Cole, 21 Savage. And so I'm not entirely sure. And so this assumption, or this bigger argument for this beef with, I assume this beef that Future and Metro Boomin have is centered around the song that they sample from Tems, which is Higher. And apparently there, I assume there was issues with the production of this track. And then For All the Dogs, I think a lot of people assume that Drake was going to put them For All the Dogs, which Kendrick kind of hints at in his verse. But we hear this opening, introduction from Future, and we just assume, right? We assume something happened, because even Metro Boomin, allegedly, before this album dropped, unfollowed Drake. And I'm not entirely sure why that is, right? I think people have their own motives. I think when you roll back an album, you kind of want to, like, stir some attention up. And so we got that, and I wasn't really sure why, but I assumed that, you know, it was be a foreign rollout or something, and I could be wrong, and I don't want to speak on anybody's behalf. So when we get to this, and it's like that, and the song itself, well, I'll say this, the beat itself, it seems like an Eazy-E beat. Was it Eazy Does It? I think the beat original was from Eazy Does It, which is an interesting track, because Eazy Does It, I originally believe, it's supposed to be a diss track. And so when I hear it, and I was like, okay, so like that, okay, so clearly he's gonna come at somebody, and I wasn't sure who, right? And then you hear, I'll give some background, I'll give a hit. It's this first thing. It's in Future's first bar of, well, his first verse, but it's his first bar of this. He says, "Stick to the code." All these women are for the streets. When I heard this, I've used this heard on Drake before, so my assumption was that whoever this feature was, it was gonna be a feature in which, it was gonna be a shocking feature, and to that feature, we got a Kendrick Lamar feature, and so on like that, we hear Kendrick saying people are speaking out there next, which I assume he's talking about people playing it up, right? People playing it up. In hip hop, to have like clever bars, which I think is okay. He says, "Don't pull the coffin out of your mouth," which I think is interesting, right? Because, and I think this is a rebuttal to Drake saying that Cole and him are the only two, or like are still the only two. The only big competitors of this time, which I guess he says, "Don't count me out yet. Don't bring the coffin out yet," which I think is interesting, right? And so this kind of brings my assumption back to, because they've been beefing for years. I think it's weird, and I'll put it that way. I think it's weird because, you know what? I'll go through it first, and I'll point out things. I'm way too paranoid for a threat, which I'm not entirely sure if. He says Dot, which he went through when he originally started making music, like 2009, where Kendrick went by Dot because he started doing that when he started freestyling in school. But so we get that money, power, and respect. Respect, that last one is better, right? And I think to a certain extent, I don't know. Because see, that sounds like a... It sounds weird, and I'll say why it sounds weird. It sounds weird when you hear it, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's a shot at Drake, right? And I don't know if it's a shot at J. Cole, and I'll talk about it, right? But it's this concept of Drake has the money and the power, but that respect that you get in the rap game might be more of what people want, and I think that's true. So when Drake, see, this is based off assumptions because it's weird, right? It says a lot of the goofies with a check, which I'm assuming, right? And I don't want to I wonder if this is Laugh Not Crowd later when he was saying that somebody picked up a Nike check, and I think Nike has collaborated with Drake on most of these albums, right? When I say most, I do mean, or I believe, CLB, Certified Lover Boy, F Nine Crowd later. But there's another out. There's another album I think they did a rollout with, like, Nike checks, which is what I'm assuming he's going after, right? And it's weird. He says my temperament's bipolar, and I choose violence, which we can talk about, like, in a full depth episode. But it's weird, right? Because, and I'll talk about it, but when people either have bipolar 1 or bipolar 2, you know, they can have their, like, very depressed days, but they can also have, like, these very high days, which I'm not entirely sure if he's just having a high day and he wants to have violence. And I assume, I'll get into this later, but I assume this is his kind of version of a control verse that he did. And I'm not entirely sure. Now, I know it drained out Future on this part, on this song, but I don't know if it has that same effect as a control verse, right? Because it's already stuff we knew, right? Because he says, I decided to choose violence. Let's get up. It's time. I think it's supposed to be let's give it up, right? It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Which is kind of a weird thing, right? Because I'm not entirely sure. Right? I'm not entirely sure who he's talking about, right? Because this is the assumption. And it will say that people have put Kendrick and Drake and Kendrick, Drake, and Cole as the top three, right? And people have been saying for years that Drake will consider himself the best. Kendrick will consider himself the best, right? But J. Cole has just done it recently, right? And J. Cole kind of did prove it with a feature run that he's had this year or last year. He's had an amazing feature run for a couple years back to back, right? And for him to say prove it, it sounds like he's talking either to Drake or J. Cole. I lean closer to Drake, right? Because I'm in the middle, because I believe, right, with this context, he's talking about prove it, who that he's a problem, and I think he's telling Drake, okay, if you think you're in the top three, then give us a rap album. And I don't know, and I mean this with, like, the most sincere I can be, I don't know if Drake can do a complete rap album, which people will argue For All the Dogs is. I don't know if For All the Dogs is considered a rap album. Because you have, like, Party Next Door. Now, Party Next Door can rap. He's amazing. But, yeah, I don't know. If he's saying, okay, prove it, I think that's another situation. If Drake drops just complete a rap album, would people love it? Considering For All the Dogs didn't get this high a review, I'm not entirely sure. But this could also be a hint at J. Cole saying, prove it. Prove it with an album that everyone can agree is a classic. Right? Because people argue that Kendrick's To Pimp a Butterfly is a classic. So prove your classic, but I think 2014 Forest Hill Drive would be J. Cole's classic. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. So technically, I would consider it a classic, but I don't know if people would consider it a classic, right? So I don't know if he's and to both, it could be true, right? I think J. Cole could prove to make a classic album, which we are waiting on the Fall Off, which it's sad to say that we're waiting on the Fall Off album, because that'll be his last album, allegedly. But it'll be terrible to hear, but it's a rap album, right? And so if you get a rap album from Drake, a complete rap album from Drake, that'll be surprising. That I'll cover. And I think that'll be very interesting to hear. People linking up, but can't be legit. I don't know if this replies back to that street code that Future and Kendrick signed themselves to. But yeah, he says they're linking up, and I assume he's talking about Drake and Cole. If he's not, I don't know who else linked up this year that would piss Kendrick off. Which is weird. I think because in this next line is no 40 water, which is weird because I don't know if he's taking shots. I don't know. He says 40, and my mind goes to E-40, right? My mind goes to Drake's engineer. And I don't know. Like, this track is weird. He says, explicit sneak dissing. First-person shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches. And this is the thing. And this is what makes me think first-person shooter was supposed to be a 3-person song. Right? Because I don't see how you get J. Cole, and he might be upset because I assume that Kendrick and Future were supposed to be on For All the Dogs. They weren't. And I could be wrong, but I can't find the original track list because people have said that they've sent verses in, and then some of them didn't get cleared. So I'm wondering, right, because Future like that, and I don't know. Okay, so this originally like that is supposed to either have YMW Melly, but also the one that somebody's, I think Travis Scott played at a festival, has Travis Scott on it. So what I'm assuming is there's a bunch of versions of like that and Future, Metro Boomin, and I assume Kendrick agreed to put this out. Right, so my assumption is you would assume, you know, I would assume, and I could be wrong, but I would assume that this is to promote either Kendrick's new album coming out or for shock value. And for shock value, I think it worked. But he says, blank explosive sneak dissing and first person shooter. I hope switches. Which is interesting to me because when he says this, in my mind, I go, sneak dissing as a song with 21 Savage and Drake, first person shooter with J. Cole. But also, you have to remember, in first person shooter, they did take kind of some shots. And so, it's a double entendre, but it's weird, because they did take some shots at Kendrick, not intentionally, but he said, and Drake opens up with it. He says, who's the best MC? Which, conversation, who's been the best MC for years, has been a discuss. And 3 switches, which, I mean, if, and that's why I wonder if 3 of them were supposed to be on for first person shooter, but either the budget got too big, the track came in late, which would be my assumption, is the track was decided to come in late, because J. Cole in a concert asked him, could he be on For All the Dogs? So I would assume. He says, I crash out like rap. And I don't know if he goes low like, I don't know if he goes low against rap. I don't know if this is him taking sides of like the Eminem Melly Mel conversation. Where he, I mean, truthfully, in all honesty, you would assume we could talk about this double entendre where it could be Drake For All the Dogs, right? And I think that title got him in trouble. I think For All the Dogs got him in trouble. Because when you say For All the Dogs, you assume, you know, you did two albums with Future, so Future's probably going to be on this album, which I did. I judge that Future's going to be on this album. I assume Party Next Door's going to be on the album. And I mean, I got like 2 to 3 right? But it's okay, right? Unless we're soldiers, not to play it safe. If he walks around with a stick, it ain't Andre 3K, which is ironic because I thought he said it wasn't say okay, right? But it's clever. Think I'm gonna drop my location. I still got PTSD. I think this is the conversation that they've had before, where allegedly it was an altercation between Drake and Kendrick. And I wonder if he says, "I'll drop it again. I still got PTSD about these situations." And this is the thing where I have a weird issue with it, right? And the conversation is, are we still having this big conversation about the big three? Right? Because he says explicit blank to like big three. Explicit is just me. It's interesting to me, right? Because allegedly, we'll say this way. Before the big three conversation came, it was always Pac and Biggie. Then we get the creation of I'm the best rapper. Then YMCMB came out. Wayne came out and said that they had the best three. So Wayne, Nicki, and Drake, they had the biggest three. That was the assumption. And now we have this category that followed from this, where who are the big three artists? And people say Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. For different reasons and for different styles of raps. Or that's how I consider it. Some people don't consider it that way. So, when we talk about the big three, we're wondering who. And he says it's just him. And I think this argument is, it's just me, because J. Cole said, who's the big three? And allegedly, well, when I heard the big three, I thought he was he says forget the league, which he's saying forget Ice Cube's big three league, which he has, and I think they're doing great. But it's a who knows who's of like basketball. So it's like he says forget the league, right? And it's an assumption to me where I don't know, and I do say this, realizing the irony in it, but that's why he says it's not about the money or the power, it's about the respect. And I think the assumption is that people don't respect Drake for that ghostwriting allegations that it was in 2015-16. And it's the big three conversation, and I don't know, right? I don't know. And he says it's just me because he dropped morale, because Cole kind of talked about the morale in First Person Shooter, which I assume, right? And I do assume that he's the big three. Because he has one Grammy over everybody, but the conversation of if the Grammys are considered a legit standard of how we rate people is still in question. And for that conversation, I would need a few guests to come on and talk about that. I think the Grammys in themselves, that's another conversation that would take probably an hour, maybe 2 hours, an hour to edit, and then to reshoot, right? It'll take a while, but he says it's just me. He says your best work is a light pack, which is funny to me, because who's light work? And I told you, I have a lot of questions, because who's light work? Whose best work is a light pack? And if he's talking about J. Cole, I want to know what his best work is. And if he's talking about the fall off is a wicked album. It's a wicked album. Right? It's a wicked album. And I think that's still pointed at Drake. But so it's interesting. He says Prince outlived Michael Jackson, which, okay, this is the thing. Comparably, music wise, Michael Jackson and Drake are very popular. Prince, and if you ask me, Kendrick, were more praised for their like their chemistry and the way they've been able to make music. He's like John Batiste, right? But it's the way that they've been able to create music and the ways that they went about it, getting conductors and stuff like that. Which brings me to this point of, he says, Prince outlived Michael Jackson. My assumption is he's talking because they lived. Prince lived 7 years after Michael Jackson died, right? So it's that assumption of he did better, right? Because Pac and Biggie and who outlived who is who we consider the best, right? It's questionable, though, and I do mean that. I don't mean this in a negative way, but objectively, right? Michael Jackson music is still getting played. And Prince, I love Prince, Purple Rain is good. So it's a good album. I'll put it that way. It's technically an album. It's an album, but it's also a movie, right? And I liked it. It's an older album, but I do like the album. And I'm not entirely sure if he's saying that's gonna age better. I don't know. Right? And I don't want to give false hope, but I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna age well. I think Prince will always be remembered, and I think Piano and Microphones in 2019, which 2018, I'm sorry, 2018. I think that's good. I think Welcome to America 2, which had a lot of Prince's works on it, is good. That came out, what, 2021? I don't know. I wonder, right? And I wonder if he's saying this sale-wise. Because sales-wise, and I mean this when I was doing the research, I couldn't find numbers on Prince sales compared to Michael Jackson sales, right? But I think when we go who outlived who, Michael Jackson had a few. Had a few number ones. He was loved worldwide. Prince was loved worldwide too, and technically considered better than Michael Jackson. Some people would regard this as a debate, and I don't know. Prince had a lot of number ones. And if his assumption is that he's gonna outlive Drake musically, I would probably say that's so, but I don't know. Like, if he's saying that and he makes music in the moment, Drake makes music for the moment, we would argue that Michael Jackson made music that transcended time, that is timeless. But so did Prince. So I don't know where he's going with this. And if he's going with his music outlived each other, I think their music still is played equally, right? But it's right. Like, I'll put it like this: Michael Jackson. Prince might have outlived Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson's death hit a lot of people hard. So when he says that he outlived it, I wonder musically. I wonder, right? I wonder if the sales still line up. But I haven't found any like sales that line up from Columbia, Sony. I haven't found any records of who sold more. He said, "For all the dogs getting buried, I would love to see." Week one, I would love to see. I would love to see number one sales, week sales after this. Like if Metro, if Future Metro Boomin outsell Drake, it will probably bury For All the Dogs, without a doubt, right? But it is those features in which it's gonna be hard to bury because people have wanted stuff from Chief Keef, people have wanted stuff from Party Next Door, people have wanted stuff from J. Cole. And if it does, and there's no feature list, so you have to listen to all the songs, and it outsells and it buries For All the Dogs first week sales, that'll be remarkable, right? Like, and it'll be true, but that'll be remarkable. All that K's with on the nines, right? We have Pet Sematary, and I wonder, right? Because I do wonder, I do, and I mean this with no. Like, hey, but if, and I mean if this song somehow, if this album somehow does, and I'm not saying it's difficult, I'm saying it's hard, but it's not difficult, right? To outsell For All the Dogs week one and it buries it, I would love to know. And that'll be another episode that I add to, like, me having an honest discussion on who had the better album. Because I have a lot of discussions about who had better albums and when. But it seems like he wanted to get a lot of stuff off his chest. Future and Drake aren't having the best. I don't know if they're not having the best conversation. But they said, once you pick a side, right? And I don't know if he's talking about J. Cole. Right? Because you've kind of made, in a theory, you've kind of made J. Cole pick a side. And what side J. Cole picks is going to make anyone mad, right? Because I guess I'm assuming because they went on tour, everyone assumed that J. Cole had agreed with Drake in this beef, which has been years and a dec been a decade long, right? I don't think I use a decade right because a century is 1,000. Anyway, But it's this beef's been for so long, I don't necessarily know if Drake asking, saying, "You're like one of the greatest, and you're the great, you picked a side," has started some beef in like these rival camps. And if it has, my question is why? I think if you go, who do you want to be in a top three? You get Drake. I don't know. You get Cole and you get Kendrick. And if you have to pick a side between, it's because you kind of put people in a situation, right? Where you're picking, who do you think? And he's saying, if I have to diss Melly Mel. And I don't know, and I mean this with the most honest respect. If Melly Mel dissed Eminem the way he did, I don't think he can diss Kendrick. I don't think in good faith can make a good faith argument that if Kendrick Lamar or Melly Mel diss each other, it'll be good. I don't think it will, because either Kendrick will destroy Melly Mel, which doesn't prove anything because Eminem did it, and people didn't assume it was going to be difficult to do. Or Melly Mel destroys Kendrick, which that's unlike. But that's what I'm saying. You put Cole in a weird situation because he wanted to do an album with Drake, and so it's weird, right? Because he because allegedly Drake, allegedly J. Cole and Kendrick are friends. So when you have to pick a side, and I think Kendrick believes that J. Cole picked a side by doing two songs with Drake on For All the Dogs, it becomes suspicious, right? Because we, as I said, For All the Dogs, that title alone, you expect a Future. You expect Future. You kind of expect Kendrick. You expect an album where they're going to compete for bar for bar. And I think if you had put all three on a track, we could have made this decision. The Big Three conversation would be over. But we didn't get that, and so I think we're here. Right? If Metro Boomin was like, hey, if Drake was like, hey, we're gonna do a beat and we're gonna make sure that Future's on the song, that's fine. And it didn't happen and didn't get approved. And they cut, and I think they cut a few songs. I honestly think For All the Dogs is cut. Right? So this is interesting. I think you get a beef and you make J. Cole pick a side. He's good friends with Drake. He's also good friends with Cole. He was also good friends with KDOT. And you get this. It's interesting that J. Cole is in a situation, but it's at the same time, it's not really picking a side. It's just wanting to make music, right? And I think J. Cole's love for music is the. It's weird, and I don't know if these are shots at even 21 Savage, because when I hear Sneak diss, and I'm like, yeah, okay. So they pulled some shots. Okay, I get that. But did that equate for you to drop a Control verse? I don't know. And is this considered the better version of a Control verse? Not entirely sure. However, the song itself isn't bad. The song itself is like a 6 out of 10. And that's strictly because like Future. This Kendrick verse, while it is short, it's not the whole track. So I'd please recommend people go listen to this track. But it's concerning, to say the most. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird track to put out, and it's also a weird track to hear. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the World of King CJ Music podcast. But I don't know, this track in itself, right? Do I expect a rollout? And I think I kind of do, right? I don't know. I expect this a rollout because we're getting Cole's album, so I assume we're getting a Kendrick album again. But I don't know. It's a weird place to put somebody that didn't want to be in the beef to begin with, and I think that's just kind of what happened. And I don't know if this is making rap competitive again, because besides Kendrick, Cole. And I mean this. I think if anybody responds, it's gonna be Drake. But I don't think, and I don't think Cole's gonna respond. I don't know who this was for. If this was to get Drake to respond, that's fine. I think Drake will. I don't think J. Cole will. I don't think J. Cole will respond. So if you're asking somebody to prove it and you're asking Cole to prove it, I don't think you see it. You ask Drake to respond, he might respond, but it's not gonna be on a Kendrick timeline. It's not gonna be like a week timeline. So I wonder, like as I said, this is a great feature, It does outshadow Future and Michelle's like contribution to this track, but I don't know if you get a response. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if he was expecting a response, and if he does, that's fine. I don't think you get a response though. I don't think you do, unless it's from Drake's camp. I don't think you do. So is this a rollout for one of the albums? Because if it is, that's smart. If it's not, then this kind of dish-ish kind of track wasn't necessarily the track you go with. I don't know. It's not the best track you go with. I don't know. It sounds like a nice verse, but that's not a track you go for if you're not aiming for the jugular or you expect somebody to respond. Right? It's just not, and I don't know. Maybe Cole will respond. I just don't think he will. And if he does, I'll hop right on that. But I don't think he will. So I don't know. What's your opinions? What are your takes on this? Am I wrong? Could I be wrong? Is it all J. Cole and I just didn't count J. Cole into the equation? I don't know. And also, do you think the Big Three conversation is done with? Or is this another question we'll have for another decade? I want to know all. So let me know.